Brian McGeehan, first of all, congratulations. Donegal under 17 completed the double today in Monaghan against Monaghan. Another good win in the McGuigan Cup.
It was good to get that win. We knew that typical Monaghan team, every Monaghan team you play, they're going to be dogged. And if you can't match them on that front, then you're going to be in trouble. So we asked for a big effort from the guys today, and they delivered. As a squad, they delivered. And we're glad to get over the line there.
Yeah, as the final score of 4-10 to 3-7, 6 points, would suggest it was easy enough.
Well, half time, I think we went in 1 point up. We probably disappointed we weren't further ahead, because we had a slight incline in our favour, and we had a bit of a difficult crosswind, but if anything was favouring the team playing down the hill. So we went something like 4 or 5 points ahead, and then right in the injury time we got pegged back a goal in the point to leave us just 1 point up at half time. So that was a bit of a body blow. We went into the dressing room, we settled down, we talked about it. But you know, we told the guys, like, we thought they were the better footballing team, and to just continue to go along the way they've been going and play football. So it worked out for us well in the end. I think a big turning point was they had a man sent off for a second yellow. And when that happened, we kind of restructured ourselves and got to play football a bit more, got more men on the ball, and just carved them open a few times to get in for some scores and give us some decent space at the end.
Yeah, as in all games, obviously goals are crucial scores. What, you got four of them? Was it three of them in the second half?
Yes, we got four of them. Three of them probably all after they got their man sent off, which is a telltale sign. They had three goals in the net and we had one at one stage. So then we got in for three goals then. So very pleased about that. Guys finished quite calmly and well to again give us that daylight that we needed.
Obviously, through to another McGuigan Cup final, you're going to be playing Tyrone again. Tell me a little about this team and your campaign so far.
I suppose we haven't been that long together, Tom. This team didn't have a manager maybe 12 weeks ago. So when we got together, we had to work quite quickly. We had to get trials played. Again, the time pressure was on us. We picked a squad. We brought some more guys into the squad after initial squad picking, and we just got down to work. Again, very little opportunity to do any pre-season work, so it's all been trying to just leave ourselves game ready and have a type of game plan that suits the type of player we have, to put that together and make ourselves difficult to beat. That's what we set about in quite a short space of time, and we've achieved it fairly well. We played for Manon the first game, and we saw lots of errors, lots of nervousness, you know, new players coming in, you know, getting over their debut nerves. So all in part of the overall scheme was, it's been a roller coaster so far, but we've done quite well to keep things together and get good players playing good football.
I suppose you had the advantage of coming in that you were under 16 manager last year, so you would know a good few of them, or I'm sure you have a lot of that team and that squad with you.
Yeah, we had some very good players. Again, Sean Paul thought the same of some of those players. So Sean Paul has quite a few of those guys, and they're doing very well for him, and good luck to them. They're fine players, and I hope they do very well. So again, what that leaves for an under 17 manager is, you know, there are certain gaps to fill. I think we lost our entire half back line from last year. So that deficit is another man's opportunity, and we ask the players to step up and, you know, take that jersey for themselves and make it their own. And that's what many of them have done.
And Donegal have a fantastic record in the McGuigan Cup. I know you're playing Tyrone in the final now next weekend, and they've already beaten you this year. Can we maintain that good record now?
Look, you get to a final, you always have a chance in the final. We're not going there to make up the numbers. Like going down to Monaghan today to play group winners, and Sean Paul the same. You know, we're going in there to give a good account of ourselves, to try and get our performance right. And if we can do that, then would be hopeful of a positive outcome.
Yeah. I spoke to Anthony Harkin, the coaching officer, during the week. Obviously, Donegal on the Ridge football in a good place at the moment, Brian.
There's lots of good footballers there. You know, getting them to understand what the life of intercounty footballer is like is vital. So these development squads and minor teams are great for that. You know, particularly the guys in Sean Paul's team, we can see now just how busy the life of an intercounty footballer is, and you know, they get to realise, is this for them or is it not? And the ones that realise that, yeah, I want this, they're getting a full taste of it, and that's what you need, because it is a commitment, a huge commitment on any young man these days, or woman for that matter, and it's something that you need to know you really want, and it's, have you got the drive within yourself to go out and achieve that? Our senior team have shown that over the last number of years, and we've had one, probably our best era ever, and it's important now that we replace guys that are coming to the end of their career with guys equally as hungry and equally as talented.
Well, it seems like the talent pool coming through is pretty good. Congratulations again, Brian, and the best of luck next week against Tyrone.
Thank you, Tom.